The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Psalm 102. My help comes from the Lord. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my crying come before you. Hide not your face from me. In the day of my distress, incline your ear to me. When I call, make haste to answer me. For my days are consumed in smoke, and my bones burn away as in a furnace. My heart is smitten down and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. From the sound of my groaning, my bones cleave fast to my skin. I am become like a vulture in the wilderness, like an owl that haunts the ruins. I keep watch and am become like a sparrow, solitary upon the housetop. My enemies revile me all the day long, and those who rage at me have sworn together against me. I have eaten ashes for bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of your indignation and wrath. For you have taken me up and cast me down. My days fade away like a shadow, and I am withered like grass. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your name through all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is time to have mercy upon her. Surely the time has come. For your servants love her very stones and feel compassion for her dust. Then shall the nations fear your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has built up Zion and shown himself in glory, when he has turned to the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their plea, this shall be written for those that come after, and a people yet unborn shall praise the Lord. For he has looked down from his holy height. From the heavens he beheld the earth, that he might hear the sighings of the prisoner and set free those condemned to die, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion and his praises in Jerusalem, when peoples are gathered together and kingdoms also to serve the Lord. He has brought down my strength in my journey and has shortened my days. I pray, O my God, do not take me in the midst of my days. Your years endure throughout all generations. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you will endure. They all shall wear out like a garment. You change them like clothing, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. The children of your servants shall continue, and their descendants shall be established in your sight. My help comes from the Lord. Let us pray. Have pity on our frailty, O God, and in the hour of our death, cast us not away as clothing that is worn. For you are our eternal refuge, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the Book of Wisdom, beginning at chapter 1, verse 16. But the ungodly, by their words and deeds, summoned death. Considering him a friend, they pined away and made a covenant with him, because they are fit to belong to his company. For they reasoned unsoundly, saying to themselves, "Short and sorrowful is our life, and there is no remedy when a life comes to its end. And no one has been known to return from Hades. Let us lie in wait for the righteous man, because he is inconvenient to us and opposes our actions. He reproaches us for sins against the law and accuses us of sins against our training. He professes to have knowledge of God and calls himself a child of the Lord. He became to us a reproof of our thoughts. The very sight of him is a burden to us, because his manner of life is unlike that of others, and his ways are strange. We are considered by him as something base, and he avoids our ways as unclean. He calls the last end of the righteous happy, and boasts that God is his father. Let us see if his words are true, and let us test what will happen at the end of his life. For if the righteous man is God's child, he will help him and will deliver him from the hand of his adversaries. Let us test him with insult and torture, so that we may find out how gentle he is and make trial of his forbearance. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to what he says, he will be protected." Thus they reasoned, but they were led astray, for their wickedness blinded them, and they did not know the secret purposes of God, nor hoped for the wages of holiness, nor discerned the prize for blameless souls.
I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High. Who is this that comes from Edom? Coming from Bozra, his garments stained crimson. Who is this in glorious apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength? It is I who announce that right has won the day. It is I, says the Lord, for I am mighty to save. Why are your robes all red, O Lord, and your garments like theirs who tread the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High, all that God has done for us in his mercy, by his many acts of love. For God said, "Surely they are my people, my children who will not deal falsely." And he became their savior in all their distress. So God redeemed them by his love and pity. He lifted them up and carried them through all the days of old. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 22, verse 54. Then they seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You are also one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, yet another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" They kept heaping many other insults on him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." He replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." All of them asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips."
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Blessed be the Lord, my God.
Let us pray. In this Holy Week, as we recall Jesus' example of suffering for the cause of right, let us pray for the persecuted Church. Uphold, O God, all those who are persecuted or imprisoned for their beliefs. Be to them a light showing the way ahead, a rock giving them strength to stand, a song singing of all things overcome. Amen. As we recall the arbitrary justice and brutal torture Jesus faced under Pontius Pilate, let us pray for the oppressed peoples of the world. Strong and merciful God, stand with the oppressed against the triumph of evil and the complacency of your people, and establish in Jesus Christ your new order of generosity and joy. For he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. As we recall Jesus being betrayed and deserted by those close to him, let us pray for all who are lonely. Lord Jesus, by the loneliness of your suffering on the cross, be near to all who are desolate and in pain and sorrow. And let your presence transform their sorrow into comfort and their loneliness into fellowship with you, for the sake of your tender mercy. Amen. As we recall the agony and grief of Jesus' crucifixion, let us pray for all who are near to death. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who will wake or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who will sleep. Tend the sick, give rest to the weary, sustain the dying, calm the suffering, and pity the distressed, all for your love's sake, O Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. And as we recall the grief of Jesus' mother and those who stood with her as the sword of grief pierced her soul, let us pray for all who are facing loss. Lord Jesus, we ask you to be close to all those whose lives have been changed by sorrow. Give them courage to face their loss and comfort them with your unchanging love. Amen. In a moment of silence, let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.